Okay, but yeah, so the first three positions in the Gemara, in terms of understanding the Gemara and the Yisra of doing business with non-Jews, are, again, the Rambam who says it's Asur, Ben Gershom who says it's wrong, but leave him alone, and the Ravio said because no one keeps it, so the Gzera collapsed. But in terms of reading the Gemara, they all agree, which is, what does the Gemara mean? Gemara means don't do business, Christians are idolaters, right? Therefore, whatever Issue there is in the Gemara, whether it means 1 day, 3, 4 days, 7 days, right? However you mean, right? One or one and three before, or one and three after, three before and three after would apply to Christians theoretically, but one of these three reasons, right? One of these ways of approaching it. Then we saw multiple attempts to defend the minhag based on interpretation in the Gemara. So let's just go through them. So one, which was not really defense. Right, which Tosfos said, right, what about the days of the saints, St. Valentine's and the like? So Tosfos said, that's great, except that doesn't help you for Sunday, right, or Christmas or Easter. But let's just talk about Sunday, because that's a bigger problem, right? So that's not really a great defense, right? Then we had, right, what do we have? Ov de Avodah Zarah, Shebechutz La'aretz, right, are not really Ov de Avodah Zarah, right? It's minhag avoseihem, right? Now, Tosfos himself doesn't like this. Why? Because according to Shmuel, that only gets you from 3 plus 1 to 1, right? But it doesn't get you to 0, right? Which is what we need to deal with, right? He doesn't like it. The Rashbam does like it, right? The Rashbam does like it, who's presumably who's quoting. This divides into either, right, they're not sincere, right, they're just not sincere, right, and therefore it's not really Avodah Zarah, or even if they are sincere, right, they don't sacrifice, right, or they don't thank their gods every time they do business, right, they're just not that frum, or something like that. Yes? Okay, I think that's what we were up to in Tosfos. So then, now we noted that what's interesting here is that in terms of some of the answers that we've seen before, it's pretty clear that according to this Tosfos, is Christianity Avodah Zarah?
To that one, no.
Yes.
Yes.
Right? Meaning, what are they saying? They're saying Christianity, theoretically, is Avodah Zarah.
Right.
It's just that they're not sincere enough, or they don't practice enough, such that, practically, if we do business with them, it'll create a problem. But this is a big question on who, remember? The Rama. Right? Because the Rama had said that according to Tosos, Christianity as a whole religion is not Avodah Zarah. Tosos is very clearly not saying that. Right? They're saying, yes, Christianity is Avodah Zarah, but for these purposes, they're not Ovdei Avodah Zarah.
Right.
But as a religion, right, you don't see any hint of what the Rama says, namely that as a religion, Christianity isn't Avodah Zarah. But again, the problem with this, as Tosfos notes, is that in the Gemara, they already raised this, right? But they only get from 3 to 1, plus 1 to 1. So then the next suggestion, Tosfos, is Eva, right? The problem with Eva, with saying it'll cause animosity, there's a few problems, right? So first of all, there's the technical problem, which is this prohibition, by its very nature, seems to create animosity, right? The Gemara didn't seem to be worried about creating animosity, so I was Tosfos suddenly saying that it, right? Now, Rashi notes that some version of animosity is what drove Shmuel to say, let's go from 3 plus 1 to 1, right? To just the day of the holiday being Asur, not the 3 days in anticipation. But again, that only gets us to one day, meaning the day of the holiday being Asur, but not to zero, right? So at a technical level, we noted that the answer might be there was more Eva. Right, there was just more Eva, right? Meaning the Christians, during the medieval period, there was actually anti-Semitism, right? Historians divide the ages of anti-Semitism into four, basically. The middle ages, the medieval period, is where you start to see anti-Semitism, right? You don't really see it in the time of the Gemara. What do you see in the time of the Gemara? Xenophobia, meaning people in general don't like anybody who's not them. It's not directed against the Jews any more than it's directed against any other group that's not them. Right? It's not Jewish per se. It's just anti-everybody who's not us. Right? So like the people in Babel, they didn't like Jews. They didn't like, you know, whoever. They didn't like anybody who was there. It wasn't like a Jewish thing per se. But in the Middle Ages, you get a lot of Eva. Right? You have a lot of danger with the Christians. For example, right, what happened in 1096? Please tell me what happened in 1096.
1096?
Yes, 1096.
Someone was burned.
Oh, for God's sake.
Someone died?
What is it?
Northern France, Jews were burned on the stake.
Oh, God. It's the First Crusade. First Crusade.
You're the historian.
Come on. First Crusade. 1096. People, come on. Basic history. You like history.
I failed
history.
First Crusade. I failed history. Not really. I just didn't do very
well. Well, even if you don't like history, you should know that the First Crusade was in 1096. Okay? Fine. The other problem with Ava was that according to the Gemara on Dav Vav, right, the Gemara on Dav Vav had a case where a gift was sent to Yehuda Nisiya, and he didn't want to accept it, so he said, how do I not accept the gift and avoid hatred? What was the problem? Tosfos noted.
Drop it up. Oh, like you throw it or something.
Right, so he says, throw it out, whatever, and the Gemara says, if you throw it out, there'll be more hatred. He said, no, let it drop by accident. Yeah. But Tosa said, why is that a problem for saying that it's mutter to business with non-Jews because of hatred? He said, what's the simple shot in the Gemara? The Gemara said, it's usher to do business, but if I'm not doing business, how do I avoid hatred? That doesn't mean necessarily that if there's no way out, it would be permitted. Just saying that if I can avoid doing business with non-Jews and avoid hatred, so then do that. But if you can't do that, so then what? It's not clear. It's not clear if the answer is if I can't avoid Ava, then it's mutter.
Oh, Ava's like,
right?
Don't,
or it's usher.
It doesn't say to take it, but at the same time,
correct.
Because
it says,
hatred,
it says, correct. It says, oh, you, because of hatred, try to avoid doing anything that will antagonize. But it doesn't say that if you can't avoid Ava, that it's mutter. Tosfos said it might mean that it's mutter, right? But it might also mean that, no, it's usher, it's just you should avoid it if you can, right? Now, the Ritva, we'll see, takes this position very strongly, that it's mutter, but Tosfos himself isn't so sure. Now, in the middle of that answer, he brings a very related answer, which is, and this is the new one we have, which is maybe it's not usher, maybe it's not Ava, but in the Yerushalmi has a weird category called machnef, which is that if you're doing business with non-Jews to ingratiate yourself with them, right, to make them like you, right, that's okay under certain circumstances. And the Yerushalmi says, therefore, if you come into a Avodah Zarah city and they're partying, party with them. Party with them. Ah, you're participating in the non-Jewish feast. Isn't that a problem? He says, nah, it's just sucking up to them. It's just ingratiating yourself. Big deal.
How's that better than hatred?
Yeah, very unclear. Right? No, she said, maybe I can rely on the Yerushalmi, which says that it's mutter whenever it's kimachnif. He said there's a qualification. The Gemara says that only works with what the Gemara calls makiro. Meaning, let's just explain what it says, which is, Ava is like, I could do business with any non-Jew to avoid hatred, right? The Yerushalmi says, well, it depends. It's only if I know him. Meaning, if there's a non-Jew I actually already have a relationship with, right? A random non-Jew, you're right, I couldn't do business with. But maybe somebody already knows, so I'm not doing business with him because I want to do business. I'm doing business because I need to suck up to him because we have a relationship, you know. You know, he does things for me. What?
Humanities, in other words.
What? Exactly.
Formalities, in other words.
What?
Formalities, in other words.
Well, it's like, you know, but only if I know him. Now, of course, this is less expansive. Six, if it's Ava, so Tosfos says it'd be mutter for everybody, right? Mutter to business any non-Jew. According to Yerushalmi, machnev only works with makiro, only with people you already have an existing relationship with, which, to be fair, right, in small little Christian towns in Europe, that's probably true. You knew everybody, right? Like, all the Jews were related, and everybody knew everybody, right? And the Balei Tosfot lived in very small towns. You have these funny questions in the Balei Tosfot, where they say, how can we get married in our town? What do you need to get married?
Two witnesses.
And what? In order for witnesses to be kosher, what do they need to be? They can't be related. They said, there's literally not a Jew in this town who's not related. We're all related. We can't be...
Like brother, sister?
No, it's also cousins.
Right. First cousin.
Yeah, and they're like, well, everybody's related. Nobody is farther than first cousins in the whole city.
Ew.
Yes. Yeah, I know, right? That's like, ooh. That's intense.
Whole family always there.
Fine. So then Rabbeinu Tam throws the whole sugya into disarray. This is all very nice.
And I got a leather band.
And Rabbeinu Tam says, I got a whole new answer for you. What does Rabbeinu Tam say?
It's only Usser regarding things for Carbonos.
Correct. He says, you misunderstood the entire Sugya. You think the Gemara said that as Usser do business?
It's not. It's only to Usser to do what?
Sell them things that they can shaft as a car.
Correct. Sell them things that relate to their idol itself. So this is Rabbeinu Tam. He says, Rabbeinu Tam, I'm a farish, dafka midi tikroves. Only things they're actually going to sacrifice. Now, at first glance, I might have said this is according to who? Right, remember, according to Gemara, why is it has to do business with non-Jews? One of two reasons, which are?
Good. Either or
Our Bacha, which according to, right?
Didn't we say that Jews went into the crucifix?
One second. So now, according to Rashi, right, what was Har Bacha? Good. Right, I'll zoom up. The thing is, so if you just said this, and I said it's only Usher to do business with idols because of Tikroves, right? So which of these does this work for?
Lifneiver.
Only for Lifneiver, right? Only for Lifneiver. Right, Lifnei Iver means don't do anything that would help them worship their idols.
Right?
But if the problem is Uzzal Moda, that any business you do with them, they'll go and thank their idols, does it matter whether you're giving them something, right, to actually sacrifice?
Right.
No.
Right?
So how does Rabbeinu Tam get out of this problem? Right? Because Rabbeinu Tam seems to, he could have just said, well, it's a machlokas in the Gemara, right? And we paskin Lifnei Iver. Well, maybe, right? So you could have just said it technically. You're right. You could have.
When they go buy eggs, they bought eggs.
Right? But Tosfos says, but wait a second. You know, Tosfos knows this is not a nafkamina because what does he say? If this was a nafkamina, then who should have said this is a nafkamina? Nachum. If this was a difference between Harvacha and Lefneiver, namely, is it limited to Tikrovet, limited to things that are going to be brought as Avodah Zarah? Who should have said this nafkamina? According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara. Right. Rabbeinu Tam says, I don't understand. You know, it makes sense to say, this is like seven lines down the wide lines. It's not talking about buying. He said it's two things. First of all, it's only tikroves, and it's only limkor.
Right.
It's only to sell, not to buy. And he says, how does he know? He says, the time of the last imamim, Shemar Vachaper, Shemar Viach, Omistaker. Of Azul Model of Skochavim, O Dilma, Mishum, Lifneiver, Lusitin Michal. Come on, Nafkamina, this lay behema lidida. Because the Gemara said the Nafkamina is whether they already have an animal. The immediate love to grow is Asura, Milo, come on, Nafkamina, the immediate love to grow is Mishum Harvacha Ika. If the difference between Lifneiver and Harvacha is it only Usher to bring things that are idolatrous, right, for the idolatrous activity, the Gemara should have said it. Elavadai, midid lavdik rovis shari, delo sheichel azu moda, mekach umem, karkim, jonsa moda, tachat achifetz, vlokeach, vagamein abaduch kochach, sharviach bischora, delavdik rovis shari, delo sheichel azu moda, mekach umem, kar. So he says two reasons, right? So Rabbeinu Tam says, even Harvacha is not a problem. It's not Azil Modeh.
Right.
Why? He gives two reasons. One is Nachum. Why? Why aren't people thankful if they don't have meat in the Tikrovet? Why won't they go and thank their gods? Right. It's just business, he says, and you pay for it. Right? Is it a gift is one thing, but you pay. No one thanks God. Oh, thank you for letting that gracious store sell me things and take my money. Right? Maybe on sale, right? Yesh Ladun. Right, but he says, but basically people take money. They're not thanking their God so much. Maybe he got a good sale. Great. He said, second of all, let's say they're buying things for business down the road, right, as an investment, as merchandise. He said, you don't know you're going to be successful. Right? There's only a limited, right? When you get a gift, someone gives you a car, right? As a present, you'll be very happy, right? You may want a car, but if you buy a car that you like, right? Unless you win the Mega Millions, right? For $1.6 billion. Yes, it is reaching, yes, it is at its, right now it is at its biggest ever, right?
Why has it been getting so high?
I don't know.
Like last year when
I know. So if you get that, so Shoin, only $560 million by the end. Out of $1.6
billion?
Look,
If someone gives me 500, listen, Nahum, if someone gives me $500 million after tax, after everything in my bank account, I don't care. I don't care.
If someone does that, can you?
But I would settle a hundred. Someone wants to give me $100 million, no questions answers. I do it.
My point is that it's not as much.
I know it's not, but it's still a lot of money.
Yeah.
Look, I get it.
You're getting hung up on the wrong thing.
My point is, look. If you're Jeff Bezos or whatever, then sure. Buying a car probably doesn't hurt you so much because sure, you're worth $135 billion in a hanami, right? Right.
Is he Jewish, by the way?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. That's not the point.
Like, you guys are totally getting off on the wrong part.
The point is that the average person, right? When he buys something, even if it's something he really wants, right? If it's expensive and it costs money, right? You also feel the pain, right? If you're so filthy rich, you just don't care, right?
Then we have a different problem.
Different story, but that person also, like...
But even then, it's not like that person's like, oh, wow, thank God I just bought a new car.
He's like, oh, my 7,000th car, oh, no. Right? Whatever.
Oh, there's some prince...
What?
Well, there's some, like, prince...
It doesn't... We're getting off on a tangent, doesn't matter. It was just an example, okay? None of us have $1 billion, none of us are Jeff Bezos. All of us, when you buy a car, as much as you like the car, it costs and it hurts in your pocket, okay?
Yeah.
Right? It just does, I'm telling you, okay? I don't know how many of you own your own car.
The part where, like, you start, like, really getting into the sugya.
Okay. But then Tosus says something else. And he says, you know what? I also have another possibility, which is, this is only for Rashi, really, right?
Right.
But I have a third pshat in Harvacha, which is, so we already saw, remember what Harvacha, I said, this Tosus helps you do a lot of Chazar. What was Harvacha? So Rashi said, Azno Modeh, right?
Right.
Right, what did the Ritva say, do you remember?
Giving him, no, it was assisting.
It was more numbers, right? He had one,
oh, right,
now he has one plus one, right? Tosva says, that's not even it. It's actually a third level. What does he say? So Tosva says, it's what? Yakriv min ha-muvchar.
He can now pick.
Yeah, it's not even about numbers, right? Remember we said that there's like gradations of Ne'iver. There's enabling, there's assisting. According to Tosva, there's increasing quantity. Reminatam is mechadesh. No! If you give him a second animal, he's still only going to bring one animal. Why is it Aser? Because now he has his choice. Right? He has his choice. It's like Cain and Hevel, right? Cain brought the worst of his stuff. Hevel brought the best, right? He's going to be a good frum goy. He's going to learn the lessons of Cain and Abel. He's going to bring the best animal, right? He's going to bring the best animal he can bring. And it's your fault. Now, this works with Tosvos. This works with Tosvos. Because remember, what's Tosvos Shita in general? Misayeya, remember?
Right.
The Lifne'iver is enabling, but then there's all these categories where you're assisting. And here Tosfos Mechadesh, that's what Harvacha means. Harvacha doesn't mean, it's not different than Lifne'iver. Lifne'iver is enabling. Harvacha is sort of like Misayeya, right? I'm helping him do a better sin. He could have done the sin without me, but I'm aiding him in the sin. Now this works for Lishitas Tosfos. Because now he's bringing a better karba.
It's not a better karba. It's still the same karba.
Ah, no, but that's the point, right? This is a Chiddush. But remember, Tosfos is the one in general who holds, like, a Misayeya.
Can I bring a goat?
Right? Mm-hmm. That there's a... Right?
That
remember, Misayeya was where I'm assisting. I'm not... You could do it without me,
yeah,
but I'm helping.
Yeah,
this is Tosfos Lashitaso.
Okay, yeah.
Rather, there's a problem. So therefore, Tosfos is... Rabbeinu Tam's Kiddush is, what's the only thing that you can't do? Right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the only thing you can't do because of this prohibition? There's no general prohibition of doing business with non-Jews. What is there?
Enable them to do it better. Yes, it's still a hotazar one way or the other,
pain.
But now you enable them to...
Tikrovet, only helping them actually bring a karbon.
Oh.
Right? And since the non-Jews don't really bring karbons, it's not a big deal. Okay? Now, guys.
That's not how that works. You're supposed to try and bring one.
But you're helping them bring a better karbon. Right? Right?
That argument doesn't make... That's not true. When
they're doing idolatry l'mahadrin.
You bring a carbon to the base maker, you're supposed to try and bring a nice one. You're not supposed to bring, like, the crappiest guy you have.
Okay, but you're... But remember, this is Tosus... Now, remember I said, in addition to this, Tosus dealing with the practical problem, how do we do business with non-Jews? Each of these answers points to something important in Tosus. Right? So this one expands what we knew about Tosus Shita Misayeya. Right? Tosus had already told us that on a derabanan level, not only can you not enable someone to do sin who couldn't do it without you, but you can't
help him.
Right.
This is Tosfos L'shitaso, that even Harvacha is related to Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver means enabling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Misayaya is helping, right? Right? Is assisting. But now Tosfos says, even this is called helping, right? I mean, even if I give him his choice of karbano, so now he has the option of giving a better karban to Avodah Zarah.
So it's not that you're helping him bring the karban.
I'm helping him be a frum, a frum akum, right? I'm helping him be a good frum idolater, right? Before, he was the kain of idolaters. He just brought a poultry karban. Now he's the hevel of idolaters, right? He brings
the
mahadrin and mahadrin. Right, he doesn't buy the fifty shekel esrog. He buys the 100 shekel esrog. Right,
the numbers.
Please, in Efrat, I got mahadrin minahadrin for 80 shekel.
Really?
Baruch Hashem. That's why you don't buy things in Modian.
Are the numbers you put?
No offense. No offense.
It's
a general rule, right? You're in a wealthier area, things cost more.
For those of you listening in.
For those,
it's quite expensive.
Yes, for those of you who are thinking of making Aliyah and aren't millionaires, you might want to consider the Gush instead of Modian,
yes.
Right?
So
hashtag Gush Etzion. There are still a few houses available on my block if I like you. If not, then there aren't. I'm lying. Fine.
Please call 1-800.
Exactly, right? Infomercial here for okay.
Yeah, 5 easy installments.
Oh, yeah, 5 easy installments of X number of millions of shekel.
Exactly.
Good luck. Easy.
Are
fine.
The numbers under Harvacha towards what type of Harvacha?
You have no idea how much more expensive.
Tripling installments.
You have no idea. Literally, the same house that I have that I bought in Efrat cost 2.5 million shekel more in Modian.
Whoa.
Yeah, tell me about it.
But if you want to move to Modian, 7 paying crippling installments.
Exactly. Fine. Good.
So are the numbers under Harvacha types of Harvacha?
No, 3 is explaining Harvacha. The different understandings, yeah. Okay. The last thing in Tosfos is Tosfos said, wait a second. Now remember, according to all these answers in Tosfos, this is all a big kasha in the Ramah. Because literally, we've just seen 8 different answers, right, to explain how we square our practice.
Right.
And what did all of them agree on? Every single one of them so far. That Christianity is Avodah Zarah. Literally, none of them raised the possibility that the answer is that Christianity is Avodah Zarah, which is a problem for the Ramah,
because
according to the Ramah, it should have been easy.
Right.
The Ramah should have just said, Christians aren't idolaters. What is that? What do you, right? Right? In Yiddish, they'd say, what would they say? What would they say? What are you hiking my chinik, right? I got the...
Hiking my chinik.
There you go. That thing, right? We're all going to be so cultured by the end of the year.
Yes.
Right? But he doesn't say it. Okay. Fine. Now, at the end, the Gemara says, the Tosfos says, according to Rabbi Natan, there's a problem. Because, so he says, look, they don't bring any, so at the end, Rabbi Natan says, look, so therefore there's no problem in a Ga'olam, because, right, even if we think they're idolaters, they don't sacrifice, right? This is answer sort of 9, right, or 8.5. Right, he says, look, the real issue is this. Christians may be idolaters, right? Maybe. But they don't bring sacrifices. Yeah?
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. Yes, I don't know if you've ever been to a church. I hope not. But, you know, you ever watched a movie with a church, you will very rarely, if ever, see them slaughtering a carbon and bringing it to God. Right? They don't do this.
Right.
So he's talking about a Catholic church.
Any church. They don't bring sacrifices. Right, he said. So therefore, even if they're idolaters, the fact is, right, they're not bringing sacrifices,
would
and therefore...
Would it make sense for the... But it wouldn't, so it's,
correct.
So,
but then he says there's a problem, right? Right? Because it's not totally true. And I didn't give you all of them, but some of the Rishonim, they ask the question, what about candles? Right? What about candles? Right? Right.
Candles.
This is really the opposite problem. Right? Candles are sort of used for some sort of worship, and Jews used to buy Shabbos candles from non-Jews. Right? There are things that they do that are sort of sacrifice-like.
That's not using that.
So it sort of is, but to look at the end of it, so look at the end of Tosfos.
Birthday candles were a problem.
Which Tosfos then says, but what happens if the guy actually tells you, right? Meaning, according to all these answers, right, what would this not work for? If they actually come and say...
Hey man, can I buy that?
I am going to use this, right? Meaning all the answers, which are they're not really going to go and sacrifice, not really going to thank, they're not so flum. It's only us or when it's for sacrifice. What happens if they come to you and say, I want money?
For sacrifice.
Right?
So he says, so then Rabbeinu Tam says, "Miunachon ulahachmik shabav v'kocham v'amar halveni mos l'shakri shekaren ofrir." Said, what if he actually says, "I need money for my priest, for my donation to my priest, my bishop, my cardinal, whatever it is."
How do you pronounce that? Donny.
What?
The ofrir, you know that.
Ofrir.
What?
Whatever. Whatever it is.
Ofrir.
Right? He said he actually comes.
Right, pronounce it.
Right? According to all these answers, right? According to all these answers, it should be usher if the guy actually comes and said, "I need money for my church." Right?
Yeah.
That should be usher. Right? That should be usher. But Rabbeinu Elchanan goes even farther, and Rabbeinu Elchanan says, even that's mutter. Why? You learn the Tosfos. What's the last answer in Tosfos? Rabbeinu Elchanan Omer, Gigamba Osem Ofrir, Ein Shum Isser, Gimajim Nosem Osem Galachim, Lekomer Ein Amamesh, Lejim Ozekom Elzorchan Asam. He says, nah. Even if they want it for their church, Mamish, right?
Yeah.
What are they doing with the money they donate to the church? Are they using it for sacrifices? What are they using it for?
Salary!
The priest's salary! That's not about Zara! Right?
Yeah, you told us.
Yes, I know. I told you this. It wasn't like I went through this Tosfos with you. You should know the answers. Good. Okay. Yes. So those are the... So those are like 8, 9 answers essentially in Tosfos to try to be Miyashev our Minag. Now, I gave you today one more possibility.
Oh, jeez.
One more possibility, because as I said, the big kasha is none of the Balei Tosfos raise the possibility that maybe the answer to all of this is that Christians aren't about Avodei Avodah Zarah.
Right.
But that's not true. There's one Balei Tosfos who does say it, and that is
Rabbeinu Yechiel Miparis.
Right? Rabbi Yechiel of Paris. In what context? Now, the problem is the context. Right? Now, it's funny, because I listen to a bunch of shirim. I listen, like, when I'm driving back and forth, I listen to shirim. I listen to a bunch of people giving shirim on this first Gemara. And most of it was identical to what I'm doing, right? A little different here, there, right? But nobody bothers even quoting this shita. I don't know why, right? There is a ninth answer, right?
Yeah.
There is a ninth answer, and that is Rabbi Yechiel of Paris, right? Right? Paris, with Samach Zayin, however you want to say it. Rabbi Yechiel of Paris. Now, the context is, what year?
1240.
1240, good. So there's a... not such a nice Jew who converts, who apostatizes, he converts to Christianity, named Nicholas Donin, who is a Talmud of Yechiel of Paris. Yechiel of Paris excommunicates him, puts him in Cheirim, right? And he decides he's going to become a monk, right? I believe of the Dominican order, right? Become a monk. Now, here's the background. There's a big kasha. Why did the Christians let the Jews live in the medieval periods? I mean, sometimes they kill them. They kill them a lot. But why do they let them live?
First of all, because they bring a lot of prosperity to their economy.
That's why the political people want them to live. Religiously, how do they justify the fact that the Jews live?
Because they didn't really intentionally think in the Talmud that they had something against Christianity.
There's a right answer to this. That's not it.
No?
No. Augustine's doctrine. St. Augustine... right, says that Jews need to survive in a degraded state until the time of Messiah, because Christians have a problem. Jesus was Jewish. He came to the Jews first. It's Akasha. All those terrible Jews, they weren't Moide in the MS. They didn't agree that Jesus is Messiah. Hundreds of years have passed, and they still aren't Moide that Jesus is Messiah. How could that be? So Augustine came up with this notion that, oh, it's a problem. But, sorry, there are two questions. One is, how do they not believe? And the second one is, if they don't believe, why hasn't God smitten them, right? Why didn't God smite them down? Why are they still around? Why haven't they died out? So Augustine says it's very simple. Because Jesus is going to come back in what's known as the second coming. And when he comes back, the Jews are going to have to strengthen Jesus' position, the Jews are going to have to ones to admit we were wrong. Chatanu, Avinu, Pashanu, we were wrong, we should have accepted Jesus 2,000 years ago. It's a problem, right? We're sorry, and that is going to be the greatest truth, the greatest proof to the truth of Jesus, that the Jews are moide, that it was a chait, that they didn't accept Jesus the first time around, and they're going to accept him the second time
that's
around.
His thing, that's his first proof towards...
Wait, this is Augustine. And Augustine said, ah, but there's a kasha. Because if the Jews are just around, God's letting them survive so that one day they can attest to the truth of Jesus and they can do a public tshuva that will be mechazik, all the followers of Jesus. So why are they so wealthy? Why are they so successful? That what type of forlorn existence is this? So therefore, what was his doctrine? They need to exist. We can't kill them totally. We can't annihilate them. But what should we do? Make sure that they exist in a degraded state. Because their degraded state will be perpetual testimony. They're around, but they're not so great. Because God is punishing them forever for not accepting Jesus. Right? This was the Augustinian doctrine. But it still bothered them. Right? Christians really bothered. Okay. But like, you know, it's been 1,000 years of them living in a degraded state. At some point, they got to wake up and say, Taka, the Christians are ascendant. The Christians are so powerful. The Holy Roman Empire is mamish, is a real player in politics. Doesn't this prove that they are, you know, the Christians were right all these years? At some point, they got to wake up to the truth. It's a grace akasha. So then, in the 13th century, Nicholas Donin, who was this Jewish apostate, says, I have the answer. And he goes to the Pope. And Nachum, what does he tell the Pope? I have the answer. The answer is one word. The Talmud. The Gemara. Because the Christians had another kasha. They said, not only are they degraded, but they have Tanakh. And Tanakh tells them that Jesus is true. Because the Christians have this whole way of reading Tanakh, right? According to the Christians, basically every pasuk is a raya for Jesus, right? Akedas Yitzchak this week is prefigures Jesus, right? All of Sefer Yeshayahu is one big proof of Jesus. So Nicholas Donin comes to the Pope and says, you don't understand. What?
They don't have the whole Tanakh, do they?
Of course they have the whole Tanakh.
So all Tanakh is the first testament?
Old testament.
Yeah.
And they have the new one. So they came, so Nicholas Donin comes to the Pope and says, the answer is that Gemara. They learn Gemara. They love learning Gemara. At least some of them like learning Gemara. I know not everyone here yet loves learning Gemara. But he said, historically, Jews, they love learning Gemara. And the Gemara, that dangerous book, it reinterprets Tanakh, and it doesn't think that every pasuk in the Chumash and the Navi and the Ksuvim is a prefiguring of Jesus. And they read this horrible book, and it tells them that Jesus is not Messiah, and even worse, it is downright rude to Jesus. It says that they killed Jesus, it says that he's burning in boiling hot excrement for all of eternity. All these things that were censored out. It says all these horrible things.
Not censored at all.
What?
That's not censored at all. Well,
but does it say Yeshu? The question of which Girsa?
I think Rashi.
Rashi may not have an uncensored one, but some of them are censored. But point is, you go through the Gemara, it says all types of insulting things about Jesus, and it doesn't believe in Jesus. He said, that's the secret, right? The secret is they don't follow Jesus because they have the Gemara. The Pope says, oh, you have a good point. Here's what you should do. And he makes a decree. In all countries under the Holy Roman Empire, they must collect all the Talmuds. And I'm going to put a debate between Nicholas Donin and the Jews. And if the Jews win the debate, they can keep their Gemaras. And if not, we're burning it all. We're burning all the Gemaras. Now, no, in all countries, what do the political leaders say?
Yes.
Not worth my time. I don't care. The only person who said I'm going to do it was France, King Louis of France.
Nine.
Whichever one it was at that point. The ninth? Okay. He says, I'm all in. This sounds great. So he collects all the Gemaras, like 40, like wheelbarrows worth of handwritten Gemaras, because everything's handwritten, fortune of books, and they have a debate between four rabbis and Nicholas Donin and his cronies. So it's Ruchil of Paris, Rishmuel of Falej, Moshe Mikutzi, the Smag, right, and one other. and they say, you have to defend the Gemara. If you can defend it, we won't burn all your Gemaras. If you can't defend it, we're burning it all. Not surprisingly, it was rigged, right? And they decided, the Jews lose, and they burn all the Gemaras, and it's terrible. And when Ad Hayom, we say, right, Ad Hayom, we have, on Tisha B'Av, we have Kinos for the burning of the Talmud, right, 1242. I think it's 42. Whatever it is. Somewhere in the 1240s. And there's more than one. Now, in the middle of that vikuach, in the middle of that vikuach, Nicholas okay, continuing.
Swipe
so,
up and do not disturb. Swipe up.
Swipe up.
Yeah, swipe up from the bottom.
Yeah.
Click the little moon.
That was way too fast.
Moon. Okay, do not disturb. Great.
No.
Okay, so he says, Nicholas Donin says to the Re, Rechil of Paris, says, is it or is it not true that your Talmud hates Christians? Is it or is it not true? Answer me, right? Now, the right answer to that question might be, you know, Taka, you know. It depends. Depends on the...
I'm not saying we don't.
Right? So he says to him, so the Re has to defend himself. And the Re says, he says, what are you doing? There are some goyim. There's some non-Jews that the Gemara doesn't like. But it's not everybody. Right? There are non-Jews and there are non-Jews. Right? And he says, which non-Jews do we not like? Who is it? So he says it is the nations who were in the land of Israel, the Shiva Amamin, the seven nations. Now, why is that a good answer to give the Christians? Why is that a good answer? So first of all, they're nothing like them, but even better, why is it a good answer? They also don't like them because they have the Old Testament.
Yeah.
So Rechila Paris says, you also don't like them. And remember, the Torah says, kill all of them. Kick them out of the land. Kill them. Right? This is after. This is 1240.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Later. Like, First Crusade is 1096.
They already have that hatred.
Yeah, and he says, right? He says, when all those things in the Gemara that says, hate the non-Jew, that's the seven nations of the land of Israel that we're supposed to kill. Them. You agree with us, right? They're terrible people.
Right.
And he says, I'll prove it to you. How do I know? So he says like this. He says, us Jews, you know, we are frum. And anything it says in the Gemara, you may not like it. But everything that says in the Gemara, we keep.
That's
right?
True.
What?
That's not true.
Shh. In the time of the Tosfos, it was true.
We're supposed to.
But he says, we keep it. He says, in anything in the Gemara, we keep. But the first mission of Avodah Zarah says, "Lifnei din shel goyim shlosha yamim aser lazer lasim mayim." Says we don't do business with non-Jews, and he says, "Telech ato berchova yudim." Go into the market, go into the street, see the Jews, and tell me. Tell me how many of them don't do business with non-Jews, even on Christmas, or even on Easter, or even on Sunday.
Is Nicholas speaking of the Rebbeim?
This is Yechiel Paris talking to Nicholas Donin.
So he's saying that we don't do Avodah Zarah?
He says,
no,
we are so...
He's going to go prove to him, look, we're doing it. We're doing business with you, clearly.
Clearly, the Gemara never talked about you. It was only referring to the Shiva Amamin. So Yechiel Paris says, what's the answer?
We're not
right?
referring to Christians.
It's not Christians. It's only the seven nations.
Right.
So as I said, it's almost true that there's no Balei Tosfos who takes the sweeping position of the Ramah.
Right,
namely, that Christians aren't idolaters of the Gemara.
Right.
But one of them does, Rav Chiel of Paris, in the dispute. What's the problem with taking this as a real raya?
No one quotes him.
First of all, no one quotes him. And second of all, what's the problem? This is in the middle of a polemic against
right.
a rigged battle. Right? Meaning he's, right? This is a polemic against the Christians, right? Meaning
he's fighting so that way they don't burn up all the Gemara.
Yeah.
He's say whatever he can.
Desperate times
happen.
Called for desperate measures. It's very possible Rav Chiel of Paris is just lying through his teeth. Right? Because he's trying to defend the Talmud from Nicholas Donin. Right? And therefore it is true that there is one Balei Tosfos who take the position like the Ramah, namely that Christians just aren't Avodah Zarah. The problem is it's not so clear. We can take that shita seriously, because as you read in Wikipedia, I hope, right? I was like, there's at least one makor I'm giving you that you have no excuse. Right? All of you should be capable of reading Wikipedia. All of you. Right? All of you. Right? In English. Right? Come on. You can look up any language you want. I don't care. Right? Right? So there is a shita who says that the answer to all this is that Christians aren't Avodah Zarah. in the Rishonim, the only person who says it is Rechil of Paris. In the Balei Tosfos, Rechil of Paris. But remember, according to the Ramah, right, according to the Ramah, this may be the answer for all the Balei Tosfos, even though they don't say it, which is a kasha on the Ramah. But at least we have some sort of half smach for the Ramah, because you do find it in Rav Chiel of Paris. I don't know why nobody quotes this. They probably don't quote it because it's polemics, right? But it's important at least to know. Okay. Whew. Great. Now, the 10th answer, right, is what the last one I gave you on this page, which is Provence. Now, so far, we've had two extremes, right? We've had, if we now erase all of this, right? So, if I want to summarize what we have, you have Rambam, which is it's Usher. Tosfos gives many reasons for why it's Mutter. What other options are there?
Rabbeinu Gershom.
Rabbeinu Gershom is like, it's Usher, but let them do it. Fine. But there's something like that. So Rabbeinu Meshulam, the Ravid in Provence, they come up with a third compromise position, which is...
It's Usher, but too many people do it.
Nope. It's Usher directly, but you can do business with Christians.
Indirectly.
Indirectly, by using Muslims as your Avodah Zarah guys, right? We have Shabbos guys and we have Avodah Zarah guys.
What do you mean by that?
Like,
meaning, don't do it directly. Hire a Muslim, and he'll be the intermediary between you and the Christian. It'll be fine. Hey, look at it inside. This is a letter between the Ravid. What? Yeah. It's, look, it's a Shabbos guy, right? Except it's an Avodah Zarah guy, right? So, okay, look at Rabbeinu Meshulam. You have your source sheets. Rabbeinu Meshulam is a letter between the Ravid and Rabbeinu Meshulam. He says, "The Kaver Shavar Haravzal, the Hani Yishmeilim Mutter of Losses Losses Imon Biyom Eid Shal Notrim, Shenidu the Kafri Bechayva Slava." He said that which you said, that is permitted to do business with Muslims on the day on Sunday or on Easter, because Muslims don't believe in the cross,
yeah,
right? The Chayvet Slava. They don't believe in the power of the cross, the crucifixion, meaning they're not Christians. Hilkach, im nosav nosav yishmoyel im notri, b'yom eid shal notri, motulikach min yishmoyel, o min agoy, shekofer b'chayvet Slava. It's very simple. Do business with either a heretical Christian or with a Muslim, because they don't believe in Christianity.
Right.
Avo b'shokona min anotri, even though he is an intermediary, he bought from the Christian. What's the problem? The Gemara says, why can't you do business with a non-Jew? Because they'll go thank their gods. But we're not doing direct business with them. Whatever thanking of the gods they wanted to do, they already did when they sold it to the Muslim, or they sold it to the kofir Christian. Right? He said, because if you think that it carries an Isra Hana'a, right, that it carries on, so then I should always be worried that he did it with a Muslim, and, right, it's Tuesday, but I bought it from a Muslim, we bought it from a Christian on Sunday. He said, we don't care. We only don't want you to go directly to the Christian.
It's different though. Are you like, commissioning?
No, here he's not talking about commissioning. He's saying, buy from the Muslims.
Just don't buy
direct
from the Christians.
On Sunday.
Doesn't matter where the
right, buy from the Muslims on Sunday, and they'll buy from the Christians. I will ease the zinim and ishmaelik shapir damin chulay lo gazrinan. Tabiudim ishad biyom edo leman de kadim, etc. And then if you skip down, you skip where the font changes for a little bit, line 13. So first he says you can definitely buy from a Muslim who bought from a Christian. But then he says, "Va'ani talmidcha utzrachti l'shal yoser im yuchal adam liskor esagai biyedam." Okay, you told me I'm allowed to buy from a Muslim. Can I commission a Muslim? Right now, it's Shimon's question. Can I actually commission a Muslim to be my intermediary with the Christian? Lushiyiklo min agoyim kol mashiyit tarach liknos kem mishnah loaser kem lashin loavosin loaser loaseis avol askirin loaser the mashiv askiris ancient modav kem the wood askirin yishes kor min esagoy vuyikne kol tzarko the kem nishlichos laakum legoy shachad legoy kon elatzma. We said, why will this work? Because there's halacha ain shlichos laakum. Right, we don't recognize halachically agency for a non-Jew. So if I hire... Right? So he said, exactly. So if I hire a non-Jew, halacha makes it as if the non-Jew is doing it for himself, and the fact that he then comes back to me, I pay him his salary, and gives me the stuff that he bought from the Christian is irrelevant. Halachically, it's as if he bought it for himself. Right? Ein shlichos lagoy. Right, he said, is that mutter or is it aser? Because maybe lechumra we say yeshlichos lakum.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. I'd say according to the pasuk,
so that's what he says.
No, I remember we had a few.
And he quotes
We had a few understandings of the pasuk, which correct. Is even getting someone else to say it.
Correct. So he says,
you're saying that you're commissioning
the Muslim to buy from the Christian.
So you pay him to pay for him there.
Correct. Okay. So he says, is that mutter? Because you say, look, there's no shlichos, or do you say lechumra? It's because you hired him. It's a problem, right? So, but we sometimes say that lechumra there is. So that was his question.
No, in shlichus akum shouldn't even apply to Yishmaeli.
Correct. No, so it's legai. Really, it should be legai, right?
Okay. Fine.
So what is? So I didn't give you the answer. I should have given you the second tshuva. But he says, what's his answer? Mutter. It's mutter. You can use a Shabbos guy. You can use an avodah zara guy.
So this is
your avodah zara Muslim.
The definition of Mishnah is you just can't do business directly.
Correct. So the answer in Provence was no problem. You're right. It's not usher. It's not mutter. It's usher. Do directly. It's mutter. Do it indirectly.
Right.
And therefore, what you should do is either buy from Muslims who, as the Rambam already said, are now of the zara, or
by indirectly.
Or by indirectly commission a Muslim to buy from the Christian. Now Yisrael Tashma points out that this is pretty funny.
Who?
Yisrael Tashma.
Okay.
Right? Note that this is pretty funny. Because, and you know, you can make this what you want. Muslim lives only among, the Rambam only lives amongst Muslims. So what does he say about doing business with Christians?
Usser.
Tosos primarily lives amongst Christians. And what do they say? Butter. In Provence, there's a nice healthy mix of Christians and Muslims. So what do they say? Buy from the Christians through the Muslims. Right, and he said he doesn't know of any other area in halacha where
he's clear that the psak they gave was based off
that at least the pragmatic psak they're based on is heavily influenced right now. For the Rambam, it's easy to say it's usher. For the Balei Tosfot, as we saw,
really
they can't say it's usher.
It's mutter,
right? And we saw that the Balei Tosfot are motivated, right? This is not like they're not entering this, you know, equally open to all possibilities. They know the answer has to be mutter. They just got to figure out how, right? I mean, they tell you that. Right? I mean, Rabbi Gershom is the clearest, right? Hanach Lehem Yisrael. Right? What?
So he says, how do you mean by matzu? How do you want?
What?
How do you mean by matzu? You said that the second guy, yeah, said.
Well, the Balei Tosfot said it has to be mutter.
Yeah, I know.
Right? And that was the eight answers that we saw.
Yeah, but he said
either
how,
it's
how
mutter. Correct. So that was either Rabbi Gershom says, look, it should be us, there's nothing I can do. The Rav Yehu says, look, it should be us, but the Gzera collapsed because no one can keep it. And then Tosfos, right? And then Tosfos, which is, well, on the days where it's only for the saints, it's okay, and it's only a service to Krovet, and they're not really idolaters, and blah, 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 blah. And then Rabbeinu Meshulam, living in Provence, says, well, you know, Christians do it with Christians, but through Muslims, which makes sense, because they actually have that as a possibility. That's not a possibility in France, and it's not necessary in Egypt, right? So he says, practically, the only reason they can bring this up, meaning, he said, it's not why they said it, but they're all talking pragmatically. According to the Rambam,
they're literally all giving their shita based off where they live and what they
know. The Rambam says, look, I can say it's usher, so I will. The Balei Tosfot said, we can't say it's usher, we've got to find a limud
chos. It's not so much the Rambam saying, I'll say it because I will. It's that he has no frame of reference to say anything else.
Right, the Rambam takes the easiest conceptual position, which is Christians over the Avodah Zarah. The Balei Tosfot has to say it's mutter, so then they defend it nine different ways based on different conceptual models. And in Provence, they don't need to say it's full. They can't, right?
They can't say it's
they need a practical solution.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because people do it with Christians, but they have a practical solution. They don't need a sweeping solution like Tosfos. So they say, look, I got a practical solution, which is do business with Christians, but use the Muslims as intermediaries. Now, the last point is, what's crazy is that when you take this background, what do you realize? And this is Tashma's point, is that the Meiri is insanely radical. Because where would you expect, if there was a place where you would expect a Rishon to come and say, oh, Christians aren't over the Avodah Zarah, don't worry about it, where would that be?
France, right? Right? In Baliatosa's land, just like Rabbi Chila Paris actually does.
Right.
Right? Or the Ramah does.
Right.
Right?
Where does Miri say it? Right? Remember that Miri was the 11th answer. That when we say Akum, we mean, remember, barbarians. We don't mean any of our modern co-religionists or Muslims. We mean barbaric pagans.
Uh-huh.
Where does he live?
Not near there.
Provence.
Oh.
Right? So Tashma says,
pagans,
if you want to understand, right, like,
by pagans, what does he refer to whom?
Like, remember, he says the ancient pagans
yeah.
who were barbaric. That's
yeah.
what he says.
Okay.
He says, but nowadays, anyone who's Durim Begidre Adado, remember we saw in the media last week?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Anybody who's religious in any sense, way, shape, or form,
yeah.
it doesn't apply to.
Right?
Right? And Tashma says, he must have really meant it. Why? Because
lived,
everybody
lived
else.
Somewhere. Everyone
yeah.
lived.
Everybody
yeah.
else in Provence was saying, look, we got a practical solution. Meaning, Miri isn't here. Miri doesn't live in France. Right? You can tell that someone really believes something. He doesn't even need to say it.
Right.
He said, look, if the Miri, Ruchil of Paris, in his polemic, right, Ruchil had to explain why it's totally mutter. Right? So if he had said, like the Miri, oh, Christians are not the people we're talking about. We're talking about barbarians. I'd get it.
Yeah.
Right? But the Miri pops up in Provence where everybody else is saying, look, we got Christians, we got Muslims, here's an easy solution, hire your Shabbos guy. And the Miri comes along and says, no need for a Shabbos guy, for an Avodah Zarah guy, because Christians aren't of the Avodah Zarah, only barbaric pagans are. So Tashma says, if you want to understand how much the Miri really believed and how radical he is, realize he's not even saying it. Where the Baliatosa is?
He's saying it by Tosis. He's saying it by...
He's saying it in Provence, where everybody else is saying, just use the Muslims, right? And that shows you the Meiri really, 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 really believed it, right? Really, 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 really believed it.
He was
okay.
really into his very radical Shita.
Yes, he was very into it. So that's Tashma's point. The last thing I'll tell you, which I found very funny, and it sort of relates to what we've been learning. One of the one of my Ramim from Gush yesterday posted on Facebook. He said there was a Gush guy... who, when he was in Harvard, as they say it, Harvard. Park your car in Harvard Yard, as we all know, right? That's how, yeah, anyways.
Boston,
yeah. He had a Hindu roommate. Because remember, all these only have the Christians. So one day, this is a parsha verse. So as it goes, I don't know if it's true, but he said this was true. He had a problem, because his Hindu roommate had mamish, he was a very sweet guy, but he had mamish idols. Around in his room, like little
okay.
statues. So one day, the guy hid.
Finds them broken.
He hid all of them, and the guy said, "What happened to my gods?" And he said, "What do you mean? They got angry at each other and they ran away, right?" He figured it. Imkvar Uzkvar, right? We are descendants of Avram. We are.
Look, if it worked once,
yeah, might as well work again.
That's,
anyways,
that's insane.
You want to get thrown into a pit of fire?